This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of relevance. One time, a young man went through a car accident in which his friend passed away at the scene of the crash, and this caused him to begin to reassess his life and to ask questions after he saw his friend passing away. May Allah have mercy on him. He said one of the most oft repeated questions he asked was, "Why am I here? What is my relevance to the world around me? Why do I exist and where am I headed after I pass away?" Many people, old and young, men and women all around the world, don't feel relevant, don't feel like they have value, don't feel like they are living for some kind of objective, ultimate, true purpose. Think for a moment about the following analogies. The pencil that's placed in a drawer, never utilized as a pencil, never given its full potential. Or think about a car that's parked in a garage, never utilized as a car, never utilized for its actual function and purpose, intended purpose. Or even a light bulb that's utilized as decoration, perhaps on a tree, perhaps in a home, on a wall, but it's never plugged in and never turned on. So it never illuminates and it never lives and it's never utilized for its full potential. Even if people praise the light bulb and they recognize its existence, it's not being utilized for its intended purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us, clarify to us why we are here so that we never feel lost, so that you never feel irrelevant, so that you never feel useless. This is the story of your relevance. Your life is relevant. Your life does have value. And as long as you are living for the value and purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for, then everything of this world becomes insignificant compared to that. All other values, all other priorities come after that. And I want us to think about this one objective purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified so that you never feel lost again. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who created death and life in order to test you, to see who's best in their actions, in their deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the oft forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty. Now, we know our purpose is laid out for us. Therefore, you can never feel lost again in terms of your actual purpose. We may feel lost in worldly matters here and there. And yes, life does have its difficulties. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us about that in advance. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That we will test you all with ease and difficulty, both types of tests, as a trial for you, to test you in terms of your reaction. How will you adapt? How will you respond? How will you interpret? How will you see the world? What will you do about it moving forward? So you do not control the things that happen to you, but you control the way you respond and react to that situation. And that is the story of your relevance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live for our true intended purpose, living fully for this purpose, seeking His pleasure and seeking paradise. Because if you are not living for your intended purpose, the one God created you for, then everything else, every other type of intended value, every other type of objective value that you seek on your own, meaning it is arbitrary, is a source and a cause of regret in the next life. Live for the value Allah created you for, the objective Allah created you for, rather than your desires, rather than for society, rather than for something else, so that you celebrate eternally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live for this relevance and this purpose and this objective and to pass every test that comes our way. Allahumma ameen.